On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Just repeating, Chelsea have beaten Real Madrid 2-0. They're going to take on Man City in the Champions League final in Istanbul on the 29th of May. Tommy Harley was going to join us, but we understand it's a very busy time. He said he just sent us a message. He's sorry, I'm tied up. Won't have any updates until mid-morning at the earliest. We're working right through the situation with the AFL and the relevant health authority. So thanks for that. So that means that we've got half an hour to take your calls. You can join us, play questions without notice. 1-300-736-736-0433-98-1116. Lots of stuff coming through off the text. Can you repeat that quote from Ben Crowe? I can. It's a mantra. If I was ever going to get a tattoo, this would be it. Your opinion of me is none of my business. That's how it goes, Whispers.
I'm going to write that at the top of my page every day now too.
Well, I
didn't realise you had that written at the top of your page every day.
Every single morning I write that because you just can't. We open ourselves up, and fair enough, but don't take personally unless you know who it is. If you criticise me, well,
that's
then
different.
I decide whether it's of my business or not.
Hey, did you talk about stopping somebody's momentum? Not that we were talking about that, but did you catch any of the NBA yesterday?
No.
Okay, so Steph Curry's shooting the lights out.
Right? Oh, I saw it on the news.
Yeah, no, unbelievable, right? And then somebody decides, how can we disrupt him? I know what I'll do. I'll go to the main power board and I'll turn the lights off. So the lights went out. They came back after that break. He couldn't hit the side of a barn with a handful of wheat.
Good tactic. I liked it. Have you got a question without notice? Do you want to kick off or not?
No, you kick off this morning.
Okay. What is going through Jaden Stevenson's mind right now as he lines up to play against his old side, Collingwood?
I think there would be a touch of anxiousness and a touch of nervousness. Not because he thinks that, you know, he's going to get physically belted up in any way, but, you know, when you play for the first time against your old team, part of you hasn't moved on. I know a big part of you would have moved on, but maybe part of you hasn't moved on. So he would still have, you know, a lot of mates there at Collingwood playing against him for the first time. He would know that every time he touches the ball, he's probably going to experience some sort of booing from the crowd, even though it wasn't of his making really that he wanted to go to North Melbourne. So I think there'd be a touch of all that for him.
Is there a point to prove? Like, would there be an even greater desire to sort of put on a performance that says, you blokes got this so badly wrong?
Yep. No, I think there would be an element of that as well. And I think there'd be an element of that in the coaching of him in the lead up to this game as well. Maybe they feel they don't need to say that to him. Maybe they feel they do. But I think there would be all of that. And then the people around him too. You know how people around you coach you too, not necessarily just your coaches, but people you know, people you're close to. Maybe he's got some mentors. So, mate, you know what this club thought about you? This is a great opportunity for you to go out there on the big stage and show them what they're missing.
Well said. Well answered. Well answered my question without notice.
Well, that's the first time you've ever said that, actually. I had another question here for you.
I don't think you got any. I can see you on the camera. You look lost.
No, I'm not.
You want me to take it away?
I'm not completely lost, but there's an interview Robbo's done with Mark Rusciutto in the paper today, which is a really interesting article. It's one of those in-depth sort of Q&A type articles. I'm just going to get to the point here.
Don't ask me any question about it because I haven't read it.
No. But Robbo says to him, seriously, did you ever consider stepping down? And this is what he said to Mark Rusciutto. And Rusciutto answered, no. This is when they went through all that turmoil over the last couple of years, right? He said, no, not at all. There's no way I would step away halfway through a mission. Does that go to the heart of the Mark Rusciutto that you know?
I know Rue professionally. I don't know him. I wouldn't profess to know him that deeply, but his body of work as a footballer, where he was just a legend, and as a businessman, where he's a very successful businessman over there, would suggest that that is exactly his mantra. You know, if I start something, I'm going to finish it. Now, I thought, well, there was a case for halfway through that for him to have a look at his own role in all of that. A coach is appointed and decisions that have been made, but you respect and admire someone that puts their hand up to be a director of a footy club or a president or a chairman in an honorary role and be prepared to see it through. So it doesn't surprise you about Mark Ricciuto. Jack's in Ballarat. Go, Jack.
G'day, boys. How are we? How's your Thursday?
Yeah, it's going all right, Jack.
Pretty good,
Jacko.
How's yours going?
Yeah, not too bad, boys. Just wiping away the tears. Obviously, last year you couldn't go down to Warrnambool because of the pandemic and the fact that we're in isolation. And this year's going to be the first real year that I've missed the carnival for 5 years. So wiping away the tears, I suppose. But, yeah, I was just ringing about the fact, just talking about a bit of a lad backing up today after running on Tuesday in the Briley. It's actually common curse. So similar to the Lexus on Derby Day come the Spring Carnival, the winner of the Briley gets balloted into the Grand Annual come Thursday. Now, the winner this year was Flying Art, agent who's not going to run, and it works down on a like a cascade effect. So there's actually three horses that are backing up on today from the race on Tuesday. So they sort of use it as a nice little warm-up. Obviously 5.5 k's they run in the Grand Annual, so it's very similar to that Lexus type of thing where it gets balloted in, but then a couple of the other horses have come in. So and I'm really looking forward. I think this Grand Annual is probably one of the strongest Grand Annuals we've had in recent years.
Will Brownie's horse then win or not?
No, I don't think it does. It's a tough one this year. There's a Cinderella story in the fact that it's ZM's last race. So Paddy Payne was going to retire this horse and decided to give him one last crack because he thought that the handicappers were going to be a bit too harsh. And then he's come back. So this is ZM's last race. So you've got the Cinderella story there. But I think the local horse, Gold Medals, for Simon Wild and Clayton Douglas, I think that's the one to beat.
Right, Jack. Beautiful. That is
a lot of detail in all that from
that
Jack.
That is a lot of detail for the Grand Annual, probably more than we've done in our 4 years about the Grand Annual. But the only question, your query is absolutely legitimate. Well, we'd all go Tuesday to Thursday, and the fact that they jump, and the fact that it's 5.5 k.
That's right. It's a big race. But then if my memory serves me correctly, and racehorsing's not my number one gig, as you well know, but I'm pretty sure that Bart Cummings, I think it might have been Saintly or Better Loosen Up, won the Derby on the Saturday and then backed up and won the Melbourne Cup on the Tuesday. Is that right or not?
Thanks for that, Trent. We'll take a break. Questions Without Notice. There's no way Tim knew that. Questions Without Notice will continue on the... Yes, Tim, don't look at me like that. On the other side of the break.
Kennard's Hire is making trade easy. With swap and go service on site and heaps more. Melbourne, stock tangled hoses forever with Aussie retractable hoses. Supplied and installed for only $169.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have your company this morning. The Wisp has wandered into the territory that he should never do. He calls it racehorsing. That's a mistake he made about a year ago, so he continues to call it racehorsing. But just go over what you told us again as we went to the break.
I said, was it Bart Cummings' horse, Better Loosen Up or Saintly, that won the Derby?
No, you didn't.
That's exactly what I said. I said, was it Bart Cummings' horse, Better Loosen Up or Saintly, that won the Derby, then backed up and won the Melbourne Cup? Okay, so we've got some feedback.
Bart Cummings didn't train Better Loosen Up, nor did it run in a Derby, and nor did it ever back up.
That's right. So the horse I was thinking about was Rogan Josh that backed up for Bart. I knew he had a horse that backed up. He ran it in on Saturday.
It wasn't a Derby.
Well, it was a horse. It was a race. It was a big race
on the
Derby day.
Yes.
Yeah. And then at the time, everyone was saying, Bart, what the hell are you doing? And why would they question Bart? Because he knew what he was doing. And then it backed up and won the Cup in 1999, Rogan Josh.
You got there in the end.
Yeah, we got there.
Farlap ran on all 4 days of the Spring Carnival. What about that?
Unbelievable. Back in the
Saturday,
day, very different.
Saturday, Tuesday, though. Thursday, Saturday.
Very different. Still, very different.
Well, you don't rate Farlap?
Well, no, the racing back then would have been very different. Please don't.
Gary, you're just going to open yourself up to more
abuse. This is what we do.
Talking about abuse all morning.
We don't know everything, right? This is what we do. We put little bits and pieces out there, and then we get our very knowledgeable audience to fill in the gaps. That's what we do. That's how this show operates.
Ring Tom Brown, find out what time you left that restaurant last night. Hey, my question for you is, do you believe in omens?
Give me more information. Which omen?
Well, I had a big clean out down here last week. Chucked a whole lot of stuff. I had a big mini skip. I told you that.
Right. And
it must have been a lot of footy cards I threw out, right?
Yeah.
Into the bin. Just chucked them all in.
Right.
Anyway, I've walked out there and there's one card that didn't make it into the bin.
That blew out of the bin.
Brody Smith, number 33, Adelaide Crows.
So what do you think that means?
I think he's going to win the medal.
The Brownlow?
In the showdown.
Oh, the showdown medal?
I think so.
That may very well be an omen.
I'm doing that game for Fox Footy on Saturday night.
Oh, you're going to be barracking hard for him.
I'm going to barrack like you've never
What's
seen.
His price to win the medal in the showdown? Okay. I'm sure you've had a look at that too.
No, I have not, but I'll try and find it.
Okay.
But, I just thought that was a little bit eerie, bit spooky just there. Was Brody's footy card just flapping around in the breeze.
Talk about spooky. Viewed was Bart's horse. There's some more feedback. No. Saintly won the Caulfield Cup and Melbourne Cup, I'm pretty sure. That's Mark from Vermont.
Nothing like a Dane won the Derby in 95, then ran second in the Melbourne Cup. Efficient won the Derby in 2006 and won the Melbourne Cup the following year. So that's from some of my racing men.
Oh, you've got racing men, have you?
You're nowhere near it.
Pete's in Essendon. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Tim and Gary. Just 2 points. With Chris Scott, he's really mellowed down towards Richmond, hasn't he? Like, up to even recently last year, they're not that good and they're not this and they're not that and... Yeah, he's really mellow towards them. And the second point, if they went to chaos football against chaos football, who wins?
I think probably Richmond play that brand of football better than anyone else. Peter, who do you think, Gary? If they went chaos footy versus chaos footy Geelong-Richmond, who wins that?
Max Smart. No, Richmond would win that one, I think. I think what Chris Scott is always had the utmost respect for Richmond always, Pete, but sometimes I think what he says, I'm sure he says some things in the media trying to convince his players along the way.
Yeah.
That's just the art of coaching. You try different things. He's trying everything, trying to get across them, and he admitted to it on Thursday that they're still trying to crack the code.
That's right, and it's not easy to crack that code. Look, we talk about a number of things here on our program. I'm allowed to talk, for those people out there that say that I should never talk about racehorsing, we're allowed to talk about it. We're having a conversation. That's what we do here on the radio. We have a conversation about things.
Au contraire, I think you should talk about it more. I think the more you talk about racehorsing, the better off it is for our show and our listeners who get a good jolly belly laugh as they drive to work or wherever they might be.
Who was it that told you that Jamie Carr is the best thing since... Darren Gauchy, in terms of somebody that's got the beautiful soft hands. Where did you get that from?
You said she had a nice seat.
And she's got a good seat too, and he had a good seat too. He was very, very sturdy and solid and still in the saddle. Put the horses to sleep. A beautiful rider.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Where did you get that from? Brought that to the table.
What?
Ever.
What,
what's the most interesting thing you've ever said about horse racing on this? Come on.
Can I give you a winner every second day from Panch?
$1.20.
Yeah. What's the likelihood that Jeff Brown will be the Collingwood president at some stage in the next, let's say, 6 months?
I'm not at liberty to talk about this.
What do you mean you're not at liberty? That's
you
not
know
an
who
answer.
I was with at dinner last night.
That's not
I cannot
an
break. I cannot break a confidence.
Well, because you're on the sauce with Tommy Brown. It doesn't matter. Was he or what? You must answer my question. This is not sometimes questions without notice. You must answer.
Okay. I think that there will be a board challenge at Collingwood. I'm not saying sooner rather than later. I think at some stage there will be.
Garrity's done it again.
I don't think Garrity has.
There's the headline. There it is. Watson says EGM at Collingwood. That'll do me. We're here for Aussie Hoses, supplied and installed for only $169 and Kennard Tyre.
Look at that thread I've started there.
I know. The racehorsing's going nuts. We'll get Jared Waitley in. He knows a bit more about it. He's up next.